Thank you, Senator Woodson and Representative Barrys and members of the committee. My name is Dylan Voorhees. I'm the Clean Energy Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine. Thank you for the opportunity to present this testimony. I will summarize it. NRCM opposes this legislation because it would effectively ban an offshore wind test facility in an area without a sound basis and ahead of environmental review. And we think that would set back Maine's already slowed progress towards offshore wind development. We take environmental siting considerations for wind power very seriously, whether they're on land or offshore. And I want to be clear, we do not yet have a position on this project itself. The project should be evaluated based on a detailed assessment of environmental studies as part of a permitting process. Offshore wind is potentially a significant source of clean energy, which is important to our climate and energy goals. I won't say more about that. While the need for renewable energy is pretty clear, including wind, it's also clear that there are some sites that are more appropriate for wind power development than others. That's why rigorous environmental review as part of state and federal permitting is very important for siting wind infrastructure. We don't have a position on whether or not Aqua Ventus should be granted any of their environmental permits because that process hasn't started, and it relies on a detailed review of environmental studies by agencies and other stakeholders. So Mr. Dogger just said they did all these bird studies, for example. I don't know if those are good studies. I bet you don't either. And that's, I think, a really important point. It's not your job to determine whether or not this project is consistent with our environmental laws and to be the siting authority. It's your job to set policy. A key problem with this bill is that it establishes a blanket prohibition without regard to environmental standards. We think that's problematic. It is based on the Monhegan Lobster Conservation Area. That area was never established for the purpose of prohibiting wind development or any other kind of development, and it shouldn't be used as a basis for that action. As you've heard, the reason that this project is proposed 2 miles off Monhegan is because of this state siting process back several years. Aqua Ventus didn't pick the project site area. The state agencies did after running a process. The state agencies didn't do it because they felt like it. They did it because the legislature told them to do that in a law that was passed in 2009. So it's really and those kind of processes, that's not a perfect process. But that kind of proactive planning attempt to narrow down sites is often a superior process to just letting developers go wherever they want and going through the process. So in conclusion, we oppose a blanket restriction on offshore wind demonstration projects in this large area without a sound basis. We think that would probably end the project, as has been said, and therefore it's better to allow standing state and federal permitting processes to run their course and grant or deny a project based on careful environmental review. I'm happy to answer questions, although I know it's late. Thank you very much.
Are there questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Voorhees. Appreciate it.